Welcome to the Success Sensei Podcast for anyone interested in success, happiness, and balance. We'll teach you how to be a black belt at life. And now, your host, former professional fighter, multiple world champion, entrepreneur, and investor, Robert Devan.
And this is Roundhouse Rob, the Success Sensei, helping you to win at life one kick and punch at a time. Episode 96. And it's the Friday Blitz.
The Success Sensei, Friday Blitz coming at ya.
What's your animal guide? So throughout history, many different cultures follow animals, especially, I suppose, martial arts. There used to be many, many different styles of kung fu, crane style, tiger style. You remember that from watching all the old kind of kung fu movies? Everyone had a different style. White eyebrow style, white crane style, northern fist style, all kinds of styles. But a lot of them were to do with recreating animal movements like monkey kung fu and all that kind of stuff, right? So... And in Native American history, you know, people have an affinity with animals and who their spirit guide is. So you know what? In modern day living, there's no harm in having a favorite animal and thinking of its qualities that you would also like to have, or drawing upon whatever animals you like to give you power to help you in any shape or form in your life. It's probably why animal tattoos are so popular. But maybe you haven't thought about it. What is your animal guide? What are you? I mean, everybody's going to say tiger or something very alpha like that. But it doesn't have to be. It could be anything. Any animal that you have a close affinity to, that you could think about in certain times when you need an extra little boost of confidence or you need to feel empowered. You can think about this animal like your own. You can create your own spirit animal. It doesn't have to be bestowed upon you. It can be something that you can appreciate the qualities of, that can make you feel a bit more confident and a bit more empowered. It helps for... During my competition days, I would have strongly tried to emulate the speed of certain animals when I was trying to launch into certain attacks or certain strikes or certain techniques. I mean, it seems weird talking about it now, like that was a weird thing, but really back then, animal symbolism was ever present in martial arts. In fact, a lot of techniques, a lot of the strikes could have animal names if they resembled anything to do. Like if you think about a big tiger claw, big heel palm claw was either a bear claw or a tiger claw. There was a lot of things attributed to certain animals. So and even the spirituality. The last podcast I did was about the tiger and the dragon, the symbolism of being a tiger and the symbolism of being a dragon. So even that was very much ever present in martial arts. But besides that, in so many different cultures, there's a close affinity to nature and to animals. You know, and the thing about animals is that it can ground you a little bit. It's probably why we all like dogs. Well, I hope we all kind of like dogs. We all like animals because they knock you into the present tense. They bring out, you know, a different version of yourself, and they make you forget about, I don't know, all your problems just for a second, and they, as I said, knock you into present tense. The same way young children can do. It's that same kind of thing. You know, there's not that many people that don't like some type of an animal or don't have some type of an affinity to animals. And I do think that a lot of strength can be drawn from animals, especially if you can pick out your own animal guide. I do think that you can draw on the strength, even the strength of just the thought, your thought about that animal can help you in certain times, or can help clear anxiety or clear stress, or, you know, kind of earth you a little bit, get you back to there's a lot of nature overtones and undertones when you're thinking about, you know, your animal guide, and it can just bring you back in your mind to where you need to be and help you to breathe. So don't be afraid to pick out your own animal guide and whatever that means to you and for you going forward. And I hope that helps. So thank you for listening. I'm Roundhouse Rob, the Success Sensei. Life is a fight. You can enjoy and win. Bowing out.
This has been the Success Sensei, fighting the winning fight. So add us, subscribe, like, and comment. Keep those hands up and keep moving forward.